Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Ah, folks, we have a treat for you. Talk about amazing. I think our next guest is the definition of amazing. That's right. I'm just going to get right to it. I want to welcome to the show Margaret Cho, actress, comedian, and everything great about being a pet parent. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. That's awesome.
You're awesome and really happy to have you on. This one comes directly from our fans who actually saw you doing your blog about your dogs, and you had done some dress up with them, a dress up day. And you would not believe the amount of people who reached out to me and said, Robert, as the pawtographer, this is something you should love. You should get Margaret on the show. And I said, all you have to do is ask. We'll make it happen. So I want to say thanks for being on the show. And I wanted to ask you, maybe share with our listeners what that dress-up day was all about.
Well, I love to dress my pets up, but they don't like it. And it's got to be just a very brief putting something on, and then I take it off right away because they get really mad, especially my big dog, Bronwyn. She's Australian cattle dog mix, and she's really not into it, but my little Chihuahua Pomeranian mix really loves it. Her name is Gudrun, and so she can rock a kimono or jewelry, but I don't recommend people do this for their animals. Animals should not really wear outfits, I don't think, but it's good for like a momentary picture.
It is a lot of fun. You know, I'm also known as the pawtographer, and I create these fantastic scenes, and I dress the dogs and cats and pigs and ocelots and all that, and I put them in. So I would agree with you. It is fun for a lifetime memory or an heirloom moment, but in every day, I'm going to dress you up and strut you around. I don't know too many animals who would let that happen. So I love it.
Also quite dangerous too, because especially with something like jewelry, you know, they can like chew it and get in their stomach, so it's not safe.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, great point there. Also, I wanted to ask you, because we mentioned to some people we were going to be talking with you, they wanted to know where your love of dogs came from, because you clearly, for those who read your blog, you really do love being a pet parent.
I really do. And I've always loved all animals. And I think that, just they're just beautiful creatures. You know, dogs are just amazing and so smart and so loving. And, you know, I think they inspire a lot. I've written songs about my dogs. I've written jokes and lots of different kinds of things about my dogs. I mean, they're really inspiring.
All right, so let me ask you this. If you were to describe Gudrun, how would you describe Gudrun?
She's quite a long-legged Chihuahua. She's a bit taller than most Chihuahuas, but she's still a little baby girl. So, but she also is the boss of everyone, you know, and really is the top dog everywhere.
I can totally empathize with that. So now, when you're dealing with your dogs on a daily basis, you have a pretty hectic schedule. How do you balance that?
My husband is an artist, and he works out of our home. So it's great because they always have a dad to go to. You know, they're never alone, which is really nice. I think that, you know, there's lots of different ways to have pets, but for dogs, I think that the constant reassurance that there's somebody there is really, it's a nice thing for them.
Now, I read just this beautiful, touching blog post that you had done about Rafe. Tell us about Rafe and the impact that Rafe had on you.
Well, Rafe was my first love. And I adopted him when I was 27. And he was just a marvelous creature. He was a bit of a shepherd mix. He's a black, bushy, furry beast. And I think he had a hard time getting adopted because a lot of people, for whatever reason, don't adopt black dogs, black rescue dogs, especially very big ones. And, you know, he was amazing, and he had really bad hips because he had pretty bad abuse when he was a really little puppy before I met him. And so he still had, like, really difficult, issues with his body, and yet he stayed with me for 14 years. He was my constant companion, and, you know, I think that, you know, when I got the other dogs after I got married, they never really made a difference to him because he was like, I'm an only child.
That is great. Now, I got to ask this one. Are you a dog person? Are you a cat person? Are you bipetual? What exactly are you?
I am bipetual. I love all animals. I mean, I think I don't have a kitty, but I think that would be really wonderful. But I don't know about how my dog would feel about a cat. the kitties, like, I think my dogs might get mad at the kitties.
Yeah, I could see that. I know my dogs would. I know that. Now,
yeah.
I've also read from things that you've done, you consider yourself to be a codependent dog mom. What makes you codependent?
Well, I think because I'm always looking to them for some kind of reassurance that I'm doing the right thing. And so I want to, like, please them as much as they want to please me.
I can get that. I get that. I'm certainly a codependent dog dad, so I know how that is. Now, I want to make sure that we get your entire story out there. So can I hold you over for one more segment in just a quick message here?
Of course.
Wonderful. Folks, we're going to be right back with more from Margaret after a few quick messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.